guys, you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today on the 5-Minute Friday, I'm going to give you the top five trends for 2020. And in my practice in Southern California, I'm a facial plastic surgeon. I do head and neck surgery. I do only faces, all the time, and a couple sculpture butt injections. So I think that what's trending this year is trending all across the country. And for my practice, it's all about being a little more natural. I have clients in Southern California who want to look super sexy. And sexy means confident. It does not necessarily mean over-exaggerated. So I think that we are getting over a little bit the era of the Kardashians, where everything is so pronounced and obvious, and patients are opting more for small little tweakments. They want to look like the best version of themselves. So number one on my list might be small adjustments or little tweakments. I call it, in my practice, filler highlights, where patients are going to take a syringe of filler and sprinkle it throughout the face. Small amounts can make a huge difference if injected appropriately in the right planes, in the right areas, and with just the right amount of support. So a little touch in the cheeks, a little touch in the lips, a little touch to prevent jowling. This only works if you've been maintaining for a long time. If you're someone who's never done any maintenance, then you may not be a candidate for a tweakment. So number two on my list is prevention. I see so many younger people, and I find it fabulous that people are trying to do preventative things to maintain beauty without waiting for the ravages of age to occur. Because if you wait till you're 50 or 60, you're like, oh, I don't need that, I look great, I don't need plastic surgery, I don't need filler, I don't need Botox until I see a problem, you're in the wrong mindset. You need to be in the mindset that I do need to do little small fine-tuning adjustments and maintenance to avoid a major overhaul. So number two on my list is be future forward thinking and do preventative maintenance. Start in your 30s. Use good skincare starting in your 20s, even in your teens, and continue that trend throughout your process. Okay, let's talk about number three. Number three, this year I am really all about changing old skin into new skin. So biostimulation, it's so important. I think this last 10 years we've really been focused on filler in terms of a product that can fill a line and improve old skin by inflating a creased, crinkled area. This year I want to talk all about collagen stimulation. That's right. Biostimulation, turning on your skin's ability to regenerate and grow new skin, new collagen, new cells. That's right. We have that within our DNA. We have the ability to regenerate. And there's certain things like stem cell growth factors, like collagen biostimulators, such as Radius and Sculptra, that are really going to innovate what we can do with human skin aging. So, learn about those products. Follow me closely. I'm going to show you how I use hyperdilute Radius to treat aging skin, crepey, crinkling, sun-damaged skin, and it becomes fresher, newer, and revitalized. Definitely love that idea for number three. Number four in my practice is going to be the use of high-dose antioxidants and botanicals that are going to deliver the most amazing results without using toxic chemicals and products that are not safe for the environment. So I'm turning more and more in my practice to innovative ingredients such as chlorophyll, which is an energy source for plants, but also when used in human skin can really improve pigmentation and how our skin reacts with certain environmental stressors. And I love the idea of ultra high dose vitamin A and vitamin C because they've been used traditionally in smaller doses, but when we incorporate them in products with calming agents, we can use them in high doses to make skin change in ways that it hasn't changed before. And last on my list is this idea of skin maintenance. So everybody needs to become someone who maintains their appearance. Unfortunately, human beings are vain. Or fortunately, I think vanity is a way that we preserve our personality, our character, our integrity. It's our identity. When you take care of yourself, you're preserving your personal identity. You are imprinted as you grow up with a certain internal vision of who you are.
you have that vision when you're 20 and you think you're the coolest. And then that morphs a little. And by the time you're 35 or 40, your accomplished self. And in your 50s, you know, you're your most confident self in your 50s and 60s. And you don't worry what the world thinks. So every 20 years, I think that the human psyche morphs and becomes a different person. And you need to support that person because that is your identity. When you look in the mirror and you no longer see yourself the way your mind's eye sees you, that destroys a little piece of your soul, your ambition, your goals. It makes you want to give up. It makes you feel deflated. And so I want people to change the conversation about plastic surgery and aesthetics and cosmetics. It's really not about looking good. It's about preserving self-identity and maintaining and being able to look in the mirror, because when you can look in the mirror and you feel somewhat satisfied with the reflection that you see, your brain can escape those ties of constantly being self-critical and analytical and feeling the clash between what you see and what you are. And I think that that can take you to the next level of like thinking about your soul and your internal presence of who you are. When you get over the mirror and you feel maintained and you feel like yourself, you can think about bigger issues. We can think about your soul. You can think about who you really are in this planet. And that's really meaningful. So use the power of wanting to look your best to change and morph your internal self and look internally at, you know, your soul, who you are, and what you want to do with these few days you've been granted on this planet. So those are my 2020 tips and trends. I hope you'll tune in with me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website, beautybydrk.com, to check out all the new products, the innovative ways that I'm going to teach you how to use calcium radius, hyperdilute technique, biostimulatory effect of Sculptra, and all the amazing new fillers that are coming to the United States this year, as well as my skincare. That's it for now. I hope you stay beautiful. I hope you preserve your self-identity. I hope you take a minute to look in the mirror and look beyond your appearance into your eyes and into your soul and stay beautiful.